Welcome to Fun is Fundamental. Fun is Fundamental is a podcast for those who realize that the enjoyment of life is about having something deep in our souls which lights our fire. It's for those who maybe have lost that fire and feel like they are missing out on the pleasures of life. In each episode, I will share recent fun activities and focus on why having fun is essential for good health. I'm your host, Alenia, and I invite you to take this journey with me and join the pleasure-seeking movement.
Hello, welcome to Fun is Fundamental. And this week we're talking about axe throwing. over the weekend, we went axe throwing for our friend's birthday and my arms still hurt. It's been a few days and they're still sore. I knew that they were going to be sore as soon as we were doing it. It's like, oh, I'm gonna hurt. It's okay. I just talked about bowling that we just did and how I am terrible at it, and that I have very bad mind-body connection when it comes to sports. Though maybe like slow motion things, like I'm even worse at axe throwing, I think. It took me so long to just get it to stick. Like, I have, I don't know, what I'm doing. Like, I have, trouble with, follow through. And, I think it's just follow through. Because, there was definitely times when I know I was doing it hard. Because, the bounce back. If it doesn't stick, sometimes it will, kind of bounce back. On the floor and stuff. And sometimes it was getting really too close for comfort to me, and other people are doing it too. But I did it multiple times. I'm like, I definitely have the strength clearly, because it's coming back a little too close. Yeah. It's a little worrisome that it'll come back so close. But it was on the floor, it's skidding across the floor. So it's not like it's just flying through the air. That's not gonna happen. But yeah, no, I'm just really not good at sports. I wanna at least be better at controlling my body a little bit better, and better at sports. I actually don't have terrible aim. I'll get into this maybe later, but yeah, it's not really my aim that's the problem. it's way more of the, my body just kind of does things. I'm just kind of I just feel like I'm flailing around all the time. And I'm not graceful at all. And anyway, my husband, on the other hand, was a pretty much a natural at it, which I was like, yeah, of course you are, And then, although he had a period where he was kind of overthinking it, I guess, because he kept on missing. And we're like, what's going on, dude? But then he was okay. Yeah, we also had really good food. Our friend, whose birthday it was, the birthday girl, made us Kahlua pig and things like that. And they're just like, oh, it's so good. And obviously it's your birthday. Should you be feeding us? But I think it is legitimately something she really enjoys. So I guess I shouldn't be please don't feed us, because you love cooking. If it was actually a chore, then she wouldn't volunteer, right? So, yeah. But, bless her and her delicious food. And, yeah. And just being an awesome person. So, once again, it was awesome to spend time with other people. Now that it's spring, I feel like will be more social, Because during the winter, we definitely hibernate way too much. And it's not even just me and my husband. It's like other people too. It's like you just kind of like no one's like after the holidays for like the like 2 months, people are just kind of like laying low and like not really doing much. So yeah, it's nice. The light, the sun, the flowers. You know, it's cherry blossom time where the air smells sweet. You're just like walk outside and you're like, oh my God, this air smells so good. And you're just like, God in heaven. Like, oh, I love spring. I always feel like so much better when spring comes and just feel like so alive, you know? Yeah, it's great. So I was gonna say other things about axe throwing other than just my being really terrible at it and my being sore. The guys definitely like some of them were like doing like the one-handed because like they demonstrate like you know two-handed you know and then one-handed, and I just knew that for myself because I'm not very strong that I probably wouldn't get very much power behind it if I did one-handed, but that definitely seemed to be like the preferred throw for like way of throwing for most of the guys. And you know, maybe if I was stronger, I would have liked it also more, but I don't know. Anyway, I only did it two-handed and my arms hurt because I'm not strong. Yeah, kind of reminds me of it was for the same person's birthday last year when we went curling, and I was sore after that too. It's like, jeez, you just want to work us out. I mean, it's good. It really is good. You know, even with my notch just not being good, I'm just like, okay, like, who cares? Like, I'm gonna still do it, you know, kind of thing. Because I used to avoid doing things if I was bad at them in the past. And although, like, I guess I still went bowling after giving blood, right? Like I just told you like last episode, right? But yeah, so I guess I still did things that I wasn't good at sometimes. But not being good at things has kept me in the past from doing a lot of things. And now I'm just like, whatever. I don't care. I'll look like a fool in front of you. I'm okay with it. I don't care. Because I'd rather just do things than to look cool, you know, kind of thing. But yeah, I really struggled with it at first. And the owner, he was like, yeah, you just gotta like, okay, just like break it down and then, you know, like just really follow through and like really throw it, like heft it, you know, because I was just like, you know, I think it's kind of like with the rage room, I definitely had like doing things like that are like rough and violent, you know, like things like, you know, it's like throwing something hard. Like I always kind of like, you know, hang back, you know. And I think it's kind of a similar thing. Like, there's something like really like powerful and violent about throwing an axe through the air, and like, you know, with like the rage room, like, you know, break like purposefully breaking things, you know, to purposefully create damage, you know, just feels so unnatural to me, even though like. As a kid, like, you know, you'd be like sometimes let's be like, let's break shit. You know, not with saying that word, of course. But like you're just like it doesn't you don't you haven't been conditioned to feel bad about like damage damaging something, you know. And then you're taught not to do certain things that are destructive and I think that's something like that this and like the rage room and like things like that, like that I'm still working through, like being okay with like doing something that's like powerful and destructive. I mean, in a controlled environment, like I'm not going to go and just destroy people's private property or something like that. Like, obviously that's not anything I would ever do because I'm not a terrible person, but you know, it's a controlled situation and I'm still like holding back naturally. But yeah, so it's like something I need to work through still, like just being like really letting go and letting loose in these kind of situations. You know, and then having like, I'm sure it would be even more fun if I was able to like get out of my head a little bit more in those situations. So yeah, but I did have fun even with like it taking a little bit of time for me to like be like, okay, like just throw it really hard kind of thing. You know, and then like he brought out like even bigger, like heavier axes, and I was just like, I'm having enough trouble just like with the axe that I have. So I was like, I didn't do that one. But then he brought out like kind of these like, they're like throwing stars kind of in a way. They had like multiple like sharp bits. And that's what I was saying. Like, I do have like okay aim. Like I was able to get that into like the bullseye. So I think it really is follow through that made it so I had a hard time getting it to stick. Like, I did not get it to stick that many times. But with those, like lightweight things and just, like, throwing them, you know, I did actually, like, do okay. But, so, here's another part of the story. Like, generally, axe throwing is not, like, that dangerous. Like, obviously, there are risks, and people have been hurt doing it, but, like, most, like, it's pretty controlled environment. But these things that he got out, he was like, these things are so sharp. Like, he's like, oh my god, like, he's, like, not playing. And he's like, you need to be really careful, kind of thing. And so I was in there when he like demonstrated them. So I used them. I was one of the first people to use them. It was fine. I didn't get hurt. Anyway, my husband, who I would say is quite a controlled person. He's pretty safe. He's like he's one of the best drivers I know, like that kind of thing. Like, he like has good control over his body and he does not get hurt and, you know, things like that. He cuts his arm. And it was just like, what? Like, you cut your arm. Like, of all people to cut themselves, it's my husband, who I would say is probably like the most controlled of pretty much all of us, you know, kind of thing. And I was just like, of course it, like, what? So then the guy took them away because he was like, he's like, kind of like, I knew someone was going to get hurt. I knew this was a bad idea. He, apparently the guy who owns the place, he was like taping up the handle, like, a few days earlier, and he cut himself actually quite bad. And he was like he just like was like in, he was like, I should not like let people use these, like in his, he's just like, this is a bad idea, don't do this. But he like for a few days he was like we were like one of probably not that many groups that got to use them, kind of thing, because he really only had them out for like a few days. And I think he's like, my husband cutting his arm probably was like the thing to be like, nope, nope, these are not going out anymore. This was a bad idea. Like, you know, like everything changed after. Like, oh, someone got hurt. I knew this was a bad idea in the first place. So, yeah, there was an injury at axe throwing, and I wouldn't have thought it would be my husband. So, he's fine. He put a band-aid on it. Like, it was not deep, but it was just like he like what happened, he said, he kind of just kind of was like moving it, and he like sliced his arm. And it was, like I said, it wasn't like deep or anything like that. Like, it barely grazed him, kind of thing. And you're just like, oh man, like those things definitely seem like a bad idea in the first place. And the guy definitely kind of regretted like having them out. But obviously we signed waivers, like, no, it's fine, no harm, no foul, kind of thing. But yeah. Axe throwing is not easy. And yeah, I had fun and I enjoyed it. So yeah, that was one of my interesting activities of the week, and I'm still feeling it. Anyway, that's about it for today. I love you. Have a good week. Have some fun. I hope that you are having beautiful spring weather like I am. The sun is shining. It's getting warmer. Summer's coming, which, oh, makes me so happy. And so I want you to have a wonderful day. All right. Love you. Bye.